Editor's note. See full Shapiro video below, a must see. Ben Shapiro's special broadcast, YouTube link, on Sunday urgently addresses the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump, which he described as one of the darkest incidents in modern American history, and one of the darkest moments of my lifetime. This harrowing event underscores the critical need to understand the volatile political climate in the United States. Shapiro implores his audience to listen to his full analysis on YouTube to grasp the gravity of the situation and the broader implications for the nation. Incident overview. Shapiro detailed the timeline of events, noting that Trump took the stage at 6:03 p.m. and shots rang out just minutes later. Shapiro emphasized the proximity of the shooter, stating, "The shooter was extremely close to President Trump," using an Arkansas 15. Despite the severity of the situation, Trump's quick reflexes likely saved his life. Shapiro remarked, "President Trump shifts the positioning of his head literally milliseconds before the bullet whizzes past his head and hits his ear. The shooter and immediate aftermath. The shooter was identified as Thomas Matthew Crooks, a 20-year-old from Pennsylvania." Shapiro highlighted Crooks' background, noting his brief political donations and educational achievements, but emphasizing that the only person who is responsible for the actual attempted shooting is the shooter. Secret Service and law enforcement response. Shapiro critiqued the Secret Service's preparedness and response. He shared that Secret Service protocol requires a counter-sniper aware of a potential shooter to radio directly to Intel Division team to respond and investigate, but this protocol proved insufficient in preventing the shooter from taking action. The shooter was eventually killed by Secret Service snipers, but the incident raised significant questions about security measures. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Political and media response. Shapiro condemned the media and political rhetoric that he believes have heightened tensions in the country. He pointed out, there is an increase in rhetorical temperature pushed by the radical left, saying that the former president is in fact Hitler. He argued that such rhetoric inevitably leads to violence, citing similar incidents like the congressional baseball shooting and the attempted assassination of Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Prominent political figures responded to the attack. Former President Barack Obama issued a statement condemning political violence, while President Joe Biden's response was criticized by Shapiro as tepid and pathetic. Shapiro highlighted the inconsistency in the media's response, contrasting it with their hypothetical reaction if the target had been a Democrat. Broader implications and analysis. Shapiro explored the broader implications of the incident, criticizing the left for consistently raising the political temperature. He cited numerous examples of inflammatory rhetoric from Democratic leaders and media figures, arguing that such language inevitably leads to real-world violence. He stated, "When you keep saying your political opposition is literally Hitler, someone is going to take that seriously." Shapiro also addressed the Secret Service's focus on diversity hiring, suggesting that it may have compromised their effectiveness. He remarked, "Perhaps one of the explanations for how you end up with Secret Service agents who don't know how to reholster a weapon is the fact that they have been actively attempting to DEI the entire Secret Service." Conclusion. In his conclusion, Shapiro called for unity and responsible rhetoric. He reflected on Trump's resilience, noting that despite being shot, Trump got up, raised his fist and said, "Fight, fight, fight," and the crowd started chanting, "USA." Shapiro praised Trump's response as an example of his indefatigable spirit. Shapiro urged Americans to stop viewing each other as enemies, warning that the continued demonization of political opponents could lead to the nation's downfall. He closed with a call for introspection and a return to civility, stating, "Your fellow Americans are not the enemy. Stop labeling your fellow Americans a danger to the future of the republic sufficient that they must be eliminated from American life or we're not going to last as a country."